This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, office was really all about. I told you yesterday I thought it was about, and I heard it was about, Donald Trump's affair with Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump's alleged affair with Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump's alleged affair with Karen McDougal, Playboy Playmate. All of this, 10 years ago, private citizen, Playboy billionaire, none of our business, none of Mueller's business, none of the government's business, none of the Democratic Party's business. Now we find out it also has to do with his Access Hollywood locker room tape. This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. Now we're going into a stratosphere that is just beyond belief. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and Robert Mueller is from Uranus. That's the planet he must be from. This guy, in my opinion, I'm going to say it right on national TV, it's penis envy. That's what it is. This guy is jealous. It's like going back to high school. There were guys that were nerds that could never get a pretty girl to go on a date with them. And then there were the jocks, and then there were the handsome guys, the pretty boys, and then there were the rich boys, right? And then Trump was kind of all three, a jock, handsome, and a rich guy. And Mueller is just not a handsome guy. And he's probably never been anything rich. He's not a billionaire. He's not a playboy. He's not a special businessman. He's just a boring lawyer. And he's jealous that Donald Trump has had the most beautiful women in the world, the kind of women he could never get. In his wildest dreams, Robert Mueller could never date or would not be attractive to Melania, probably the most beautiful woman in the world, not even one of the most beautiful woman in the world. He could never get a model. He could never get an actress. He could never get Marlon Maples. He could never get Ivana, Donald Trump's first wife, beautiful girl from Europe, gorgeous, blonde. He could never get Karen McDougal. He could never get Stormy Daniels. What woman is interested in a prosecutor? Women are interested in a playboy billionaire entrepreneur, CEO, whose name is in Celebrity Apprentice, in neon lights on TV, and whose name is on the top of buildings. That's who gets all the girls, whether you like it or not. And this guy Mueller is back to high school. My guess is he had no date for the prom. My guess is he was a virgin in high school, and he's just jealous that Donald Trump always gets the girls. And so whether you like it or not, whether Donald Trump cheated on his wife, whether you care about it, whether you know about it, whether you believe in it, whose side you're on, it doesn't really matter. Mueller is involved in Donald Trump's sex life. Everything here, we've gone from a guy spending tens of millions on a Russian collusion investigation to now all the tens of millions are down to, did he have sex with the porn star 10 years ago as a private citizen? Did he have sex with Karen McDougal 10 years ago as a private citizen? And did he have an Access Hollywood tape and pay someone off not to release it? I don't know. Whatever they want to know about the Access Hollywood tape, it's more sex talk. It's like this guy goes home at night, this Robert Mueller, and he sits in the dark in front of the computer and the light's hitting his eye, and he's thinking about sex and porn and Donald Trump and beautiful models and porn stars, and he's jealous that he could never get them or attract them ever. He probably doesn't have to talk to a woman at a party. That's what this all comes down to. It's sex, and this guy is a pervert. And you know what's funny? When Republicans were after Bill Clinton and Republicans like me supported Ken Starr, Democrats said the same thing then, that this is perverted, that Ken Starr's a pervert, that this has become about sex. You're going after Clinton over a little bit of sex. It's none of your business. And do you have any idea what a gigantic difference it is now versus then? That was sex with an intern on the White House desk or under the White House desk at the White House. And the girl was young. The girl was practically a teenager. This was absolutely sexual harassment and sexual assault by today's feminist standards. And it happened in the White House. And then he lied about it under oath. This was about lying under oath. and about sex with someone you have power over as the boss, and someone who's so much younger than you, who's an intern in your office. Totally different. During your time in the White House, in the People's Oval Office, an office paid for with our tax money. So completely different than Donald Trump maybe having sex 10 years ago with a couple of beautiful girls as a private citizen. That's none of your business. And so Mueller is a little jealous high school boy. And by the way, men never grow up. Men don't grow up. I hate to tell you. Whatever's in your brain in high school is the same thing in your brain when you're 60 years old. They still look at beautiful women and go, wow, that's a good-looking woman. They still think I want her. Trust me, 80-year-old men look at a beautiful woman and go, wow. They can't do anything about it at 80, but they wish they could. Their body thinks they can. Their brain lies to them and tells them they can. And they wish the girl would look at them and say, I'm interested in you. Robert Mueller hasn't had a woman probably in who knows how many years look at him and go, wow, and come on to him. So Robert Mueller is jealous that Donald Trump is attractive to beautiful women and has been his whole life. And I grew up, you know, I'm 56 years old, so Trump is about 15 years older than me. And I grew up always as a kid with Donald Trump being my hero in the New York Post and in the New York tabloids and on the New York TV shows and the radio shows. All they ever talked about, the Howard Stern show, all they ever talked about was Donald Trump and the beautiful women he dated and the beautiful women he married. Well, guys like Robert Mueller go to law school, they study, their head is in books their whole lives, they're little nerdy bookworms, then they become lawyers, they pass the bar, then they become prosecutors, and all of a sudden he looks back at Trump and he says, wow. He gets angry deep down. It's like high school again. It's like summer camp again. This is all about sex envy. It's about penis envy. It's about he wishes he could be Donald Trump. I'm telling you, I've hit the home run here. This is the entire case. Is now Robert Mueller as a sex pervert prying into Donald Trump's sex life, and it's disgusting. And it just should make the American people sick. And it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire big time. Donald Trump will be reelected in a landslide. He needs to fire all these people and put them in jail if they've committed crimes. And here's the thing. Mueller isn't just guilty of this jealousy and envy. Mueller is guilty of being in the middle of the Uranium One deal, working on it for Hillary Clinton while he was FBI director. Mueller is a criminal if that's the case, because the Uranium One deal, in the opinion of many, many, many smart people, not conservatives, just smart lawyers, smart legal experts, smart political experts, it was treason. It was selling out the Secretary of State's office to the highest bidder, and which was Russia. This is where Saul Alinsky comes in. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, he's the great radical philosopher of the Democratic Party and radical strategizer. And his philosophy was, look in the mirror, and whatever bad things you see and whatever bad things you've done, blame it on the other guy. And so the Democratic Party is guilty of Russian collusion, and so they decided to make up a lie about Trump involving Russian collusion. And there is no Russian collusion, there never was Russian collusion, but there was massive Russian conspiracy collusion fraud and tax fraud and charity fraud involving the Clinton Foundation taking $145 million after Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, approved the Uranium One deal for a Russian company, and a Russian oligarch who gave Trump $150,000 in contribution gave $13 million to the Clinton Foundation. So this guy Mueller, who's hired a team of nothing but Democrats and Democrat donors, and who is jealous and hateful and envious of Donald Trump, is out there looking like this vicious guy with this vicious look on his face, and he's just staring at everything Trump's done wrong, and he ignores all the bad stuff that Hillary's done. Sex with a porn star versus giving away America's uranium stock. How about Hillary Clinton stole the presidential primary? Sex with Karen McDougal. How about the locker room rant by Donald Trump about women he wants to have sex with and how easy it is to have sex with them versus Hillary deleting 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena and then making believe she didn't know what they were talking about. Did I use bleach to do it? I don't know how it happened. Oh, you're so innocent, Hillary. How about giving away national security secrets to the United States on your private server against the law and your private email? All that against Donald Trump 10 years ago as a private citizen who may have cheated on his wife with the most beautiful woman in the world. Do you understand? Here's the scales of justice. Other than Melania being mad, Trump's scale is right here. It doesn't go anywhere. Cheating, having sex with beautiful women. Here's the scale of Hillary. Hillary Clinton committed terrible crimes. My light just went on. Terrible crimes against the American people. When you bang your hand, the light goes on the computer. Terrible crimes against the American people. Terrible crimes against the government. Terrible crimes against the office of Secretary of State. Terrible crimes trying to steal a presidential election. And by the way, Hillary Clinton and her people, I can't tell you whether they did it, but it sure smells bad that all the information of the DNC and Hillary's campaign was taken from the DNC by a hacker, and it seems like it was Seth Rich, not WikiLeaks, not some other leaker, not the Russians. Seth Rich, a DNC staffer, he winds up murdered in the streets of Washington, D.C., and nobody took his money, his watch, his rings, and so nobody's investigating that. But they're investigating who Donald Trump had sex with 10 years ago. Seth Rich murdered. Boom. Donald Trump, sex with Kara McDougal. Who cares? So it's just amazing what this obsessed sex pervert, at least appears to be an obsessed sex pervert, named Robert Mueller with his team of killers, killer Democrat lawyers who are all Democrat donors. Their whole lives are immersed in Obama and Hillary, Obama and Hillary. Their whole life is to nail Donald Trump. And they ignore all the crimes of the Democratic Party. This is what's going on, folks. It's bad news. Bad news. If I'm Trump, it's a midnight massacre on Friday. Fire them all. Fire Mueller. Fire his whole team. I don't care what the people think, because 63 million Trump fans want you to do it. We want you to fire Sessions, too, and Rod Rosenstein, and start putting people in jail. Start prosecuting them. Start perp-walking them, because there's a conspiracy here of the entire United States government, and it's a coup. It's literally a coup against the President of the United States. I guarantee you it's been directed by Obama and George Soros and Valerie Jarrett right from the shadow White House, just blocked down the street from the real White House. That's why Obama settled in right there. We'll be right back. So much more to talk about. Busy news day. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
If you're 80... Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, more now, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Love taking your calls. We do have a great guest coming up today, too. At the bottom of the hour, we've got John James for U.S. Senate, Republican for United States Senate in the state of Michigan. He is a Republican, conservative, African-American, combat veteran, successful businessman, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment. He is our type of guy. Wait till you meet John James, our next United States Senator from Michigan, I hope. In the meantime, I did want to mention that we love taking your calls, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Some of the lines are open, so if you call now, you will most probably get on. 844-WAR-NOW-1, we're looking for more calls. Right now, we'll take Nora from Georgia. Nora, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Wayne. How are you?
How are you? Good.
Good. I'm good. You know, ever since President Mr. Trump announced he was running for president, he had my vote. Now, President Trump, my confusion as a citizen is how do they call him into account for so many of these minuscule things, yet Hillary Clinton has just been given a ticket to the highway for all of it. And
right.
Might I add, so Stormy may have been there. However, we have removed all the monuments across the country that have to do with the Civil War, and we just raise up and tout Martin Luther King Jr. as a saint. When he was a pastor, he had many affairs in his life.
He was a womanizer. Everyone acknowledges
yes,
that Martin
he was
Luther
a womanizer.
King was a womanizer. Yeah.
John
F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, Bill Clinton, they're all womanizers.
Thank you. So since when that everyone has removed God from everything, has all of a sudden fidelity become an issue? That's
right.
What I'm not understanding.
And by the way, Nora, I'm going to be very careful, very gentle how I say this, but
you know that Clinton may have had an affair, that Trump may have had an affair, because two of the gals have come forward now. But how do you know what Hillary was doing for the last 10 years and who she was having affairs with? Nobody has come forward to say.
Bill was in the White House, and he had that little girl right under the desk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how do you know what Obama had under the desk? You don't know. No one's come forward. You don't know what Obama did, what Michelle did, what Hillary did. You only know that Trump, as a private citizen, 10 years ago, because these girls are looking to make millions of dollars. That's all this comes down to. Is America really this foolish? Stormy Daniels just announced a new penthouse deal for a nude shoot. And who knows what other deal. She's probably going to have a book deal. She's probably going to get paid $100,000 for her story, and probably did for Us Magazine. Maybe they give her $250,000. Maybe the new penthouse layout's a $500,000. Maybe Democratic donors are giving her millions to buy mansions and live like a queen for the rest of her life if she keeps this up. Does anybody understand this? This is about money.
Wrote her own little book and went on with her life. But here's my point. Why are we holding him to a standard
right
so much higher than everyone in the past? That's
look, nobody who voted for Trump cares about the standard, Nora, because I voted for him knowing that he was a billionaire playboy. As a kid growing up in New York, I knew what he did, and I don't care. I just want someone to cut my taxes, make business work again, make the economy grow again, create jobs, build a wall, keep out illegals, and take Israel's side and fight countries like Syria and Iran, bad countries, and North Korea. And Donald Trump is fulfilling everything I ever wanted. And here's what's really sad, Nora. Liberals don't care if they bring the country down, because they are absolutely distracting the President of the United States from the job he's supposed to do, which is saving the American economy and keeping us safe at night from terrorists and ISIS. And by the way, it's another thing he did. He destroyed ISIS. And you're worried about who he had sex with 10 years ago? Man, are we confused. And man, are liberals selfish. They don't care. They're distracting the President of the United States with lawsuits and innuendos and slander and libel. It's the most incredible barrage I've ever seen. Because the swamp is angry, and that's what Trump's doing. He's cleaning out the swamp, and he's literally a threat to their way of life. The lobbyists, the lawyers, they're all terrible people. They're feeding at the trough of the taxpayer, and Trump is a threat to their lives, their financial lives anyway, but maybe their freedom too if they go to jail. And so they want to eliminate him at all costs. So now it's tens of millions of taxpayer dollars wasted on worrying about the locker room rant on Access Hollywood? This is insanity. This is plain insanity, but it's not insane because they know what they're doing. They want to bring this country down. They tried to destroy us with Barack Obama, and he couldn't succeed because everyone was shocked. Trump won. So he's reversing everything Obama did. We're coming back to life. And they can't take it. They can't take it. They're apoplectic, and they're evil, and they're angry, and they want to gain revenge. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Be right back. This is Back to TV, USA Radio. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
USA Radio News.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg denied allegations that Facebook censors content from supporters of President Donald Trump and conservatives during a hearing held on Capitol Hill today. Take a listen to a portion of the congressional testimony between Mr. Zuckerberg and House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
Getting into this new realm of content review, I know some of the people that work for Facebook, Campbell Brown said, for example, this is changing our relationship with publishers and emphasizing something that Facebook has never done before. It's having a point of view. And you mentioned the Diamond and Silk example where there, you I think described it as a mistake. Were the people who made that mistake held accountable in any way?
Let me follow up with you on that. That situation developed while I was here preparing to testify.
California Governor Jerry Brown agreed to deploy more than 400 National Guard troops for border security, although he said they would not be used to enforce federal immigration laws. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, welcome back. Wayne on the Roof, War Now, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio Network. You know, we're in stations all over this great country on USA Radio. You can listen to us at usaradio.com. You can listen to your local conservative talk radio station. If you don't have it, tell them they've got to get War Now, the Wayne on the Roof show. And they can call USA Radio, my syndicator. Or you can listen anytime, 3 hours a day, at... on your Android phone. Tune in app, and then just plug in KBDT, my flagship station in Dallas, Texas, or at least my flagship is really in Las Vegas, Nevada, KBET, 790 AM, where it all started. The great Edward Stolz, the owner, operator, founder, great man, had the foresight and the vision to put me on radio and then replaced Mark Levin, and the rest was history. But the flagship of USA Radio is in Dallas, Texas. I love Dallas. All my exes live in Dallas. I love Texas. Texas people are my kind of people. And thank God for Texas, our country would be lost. We wouldn't have President Trump without Texas. And so we wouldn't have the Senate without Texas. We wouldn't have the House without Texas. Texas is everything to us. So we are now based out of Dallas, Texas, and you plug in KBDT, Big D Talk, Big D Talk, Big Dallas Talk. And you get my show crystal clear every day, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, and 5 to 8 Central and 3 to 6 afternoon drive time on the West Coast. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. If you're listening, you get our TV show, Newsmax TV, on channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, or you can watch live at YouTube, stream live at YouTube. You can watch on many different devices. You can watch at NewsmaxTV.com, Simple way to watch it. Live or after the show, we've got an archive of all the shows there. NewsmaxTV.com. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Big news, Paul Ryan will not run for re-election. No tears shed by me. I'm not a fan of Paul Ryan. Another moderate, middle-of-the-road Republican. What do you find in the middle of the road? Roadkill. Paul Ryan did a lousy job of shepherding through anything I believe in, other than one tax cut that mostly was directed at corporations. Not sorry to see you go, Paul. Goodbye. Let's replace him with a conservative principled hero. And speaking of a conservative principled hero, how's that for a segue? I've got one with us right now. His name is John James. He's running for U.S. Senate, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Michigan. He is a combat veteran, a successful businessman. He is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-business conservative. His website is John James. For Senate.com, John James for Senate.com. And just like I happen to be a proud Jewish Republican conservative, which is unusual, he is an African American Republican conservative for U.S. Senate and a military hero. My kind of guy. Hey, John, welcome to the show. I'm Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I'm doing wonderfully well up here in the frigid state of Michigan. I do have to say, though, that my second favorite state is Texas. I was actually stationed at Fort Hood for a number of years before I went off to Iraq. So I love Texas, but Michigan has my heart.
So tell us about your military background. I just want to hear real quickly, you know, where you served and how you served and what rank you were and what you did, what service were you in, what branch. Let us know a little bit about your military.
Sure. One thing I will say is I really appreciate the accolades and the honor. But I am no hero. I served with heroes. I had the honor of leading heroes in the battle. I'm just a servant, and I want to continue my servant leadership in Washington on behalf of Michigan and on behalf of this great country. I actually left my home, Michigan, because I have a passion for service. I developed this because my parents raised me to have values of God and country, faith and family, service before self. So I left at 17, worked my way into West Point, graduated from West Point in 2004, became a Ranger qualified Apache pilot, and flew 750 hours combat in Operation Iraqi Freedom 07-09. While I was over in Iraq, what really struck me is that I was flying in a combat zone, right? This is war-torn Baghdad, and I'm getting images beamed over to me on Armed Forces Network of areas of Michigan, of home, of Detroit, of Pontiac.
Yeah, Detroit.
That look worse. Right, Detroit. Areas of my home, the place that I love, that look worse than the combat zone I'm flying in. Right? So I couldn't reconcile that with what I was thinking. And after decades and decades of Democrat neglect and mismanagement, what we had is an area that looked worse than a combat zone. So I decided to come back to help with what I could, just what little I could, joining the family business. I run a family business, James Group International, headquartered in Michigan, automotive logistics, manufacturing service, hard blue-collar work, good work. It's headquartered in Detroit. I was able to grow that logistics company from $135 million to $137 million, but most important, we were able to add over 100 jobs in Michigan and east of Mississippi. I truly believe that we need more people in Washington who understand what it's like on the front end, understand combat, understand national security, understand how to keep Americans safe because he's done it before, understand how to create economic opportunity, understand how to create jobs because they've done it before, having relevant experience in the real world, a passion for service, clarity of vision, and somebody who's willing to work and stand up for our spirit of value.
Hey, John, you're fantastic. I can already tell you. You are absolutely fantastic. I love the Army Ranger, the West Point story, the businessman from $35 million to $135 million. You are my kind of guy, so consider yourself endorsed by Wayne Allyn-Root. I can tell you that much. You got the war seal of approval, my kind of guy. And someone, because, you know, and this is not a bad thing to say, because you're African-American, I think you can resonate and reach out to the black community. And I think that's very important. I'm someone who says it in your face. I don't think there's anything racist or anything about it to say it. We need to reach out to the black community. Republicans have a problem reaching out to the black community. We need minority votes. We need a way to resonate with minority voters, and I want to go after them. So I think it's a fair thing to say that running black candidates, running Hispanic candidates, running female candidates, running gay candidates is a good way to reach out to disaffected groups who have never liked the Republican conservative message before. We got to let them know that we have a lot to offer them, a lot more than Democrats ever could. Because here's my question. What have Democrats ever done for the poor people of Detroit or Michigan or Flint, Michigan, as an example? John, tell me what they've done for them.
Look, I'll tell you what, precious little. Precious little. I'll tell you what, last week we commemorated Martin Luther King's assassinated 50 years. 50 years. And in that time, we've been marching from Selma to Detroit. We've been rioting from Baltimore to Watts. And what's changed?
Nothing.
What's changed? We still have trees growing through houses two blocks east and west of Woodward and Detroit. We still have our babies drinking leaded water in Flint. We still have situations where people can't read. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Throughout history, you know how people have been able to control folks? Do you know? I mean, I think to myself, when will we wake up? The same areas around Michigan that repeatedly elect Democrats tend to suffer the worst schools for our children and for our teachers. And if Black Lives Matter, why doesn't our education? Because as history has shown, again, those who seek to maintain power do so by keeping the downtrodden uneducated. So look, my father was born in 1941 in Starkville, Mississippi. And he lived directly across the street from Mississippi State University and couldn't go there because he was black. But here's the deal. Because in this country, when you refuse to accept dependency as your destiny, great things happen. And so when you start talking about, look, I don't have a black message. I don't have a white message. I don't have a Hispanic message. I don't have a female message. I have a message of truth. Our conservative values resonate with people, resonate with all Americans, because it says that you control your own destiny in this country. Where else could my father have been a Vietnam vet, started a company with one truck, one trailer, and no excuses? Where else could he have started from zero and get to $35 million so that he now has a son who is able to grow something to nine figures and knocking on the door of the U.S. Senate? See, this is the American dream. I'm the walking result of the American dream, and too many people have not heard that. Too many people feel disenfranchised and disillusioned by the coastal elites who are dictating our values to us. And I'm saying no more. And so all I'm doing, I realize I'm not stupid. I'm not going to be able to walk into Detroit, be black, and win. But I do understand that if I get there, and I'm talking about the truth, I'm going to be able to fire up our base without alienating traditional Republicans, be able to appeal to level-headed, fair-minded moderates, and then be able to show that, hey, you know what? We have a message that resonates. Because when you're talking about Hispanics, overwhelmingly Catholic, blacks, overwhelmingly Southern Protestant, you're talking Jews, overwhelmingly conservative by their weak, these sets of people vote against their values. And I think that too often we don't have folks who have that passion, that fire in their belly. And I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and democratic. All enemies, foreign and domestic. And anybody who's willing to work with me to preserve our Constitution and get this message of truth and freedom out, then I will be glad to work with.
Well, I'm a witness now to one thing, John. You can filibuster. You will be great in the U.S. Senate because you can lead a filibuster. It'll be Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and John James because you can talk forever. You're like me. All the radio hosts in America always say, that when Wayne Root's a guest, we just say, hi, Wayne, and we go out to Starbucks, get a cup of coffee, we come back 10 minutes later, Wayne's still talking. And you're as good as me, so that's saying something.
You can't put passion in a bottle. You can't, and we need more people out there who are willing to fight.
So, you know, one of the things that's always bothered me, and I think it's what makes the Democratic Party racist, is that every time someone gets shot, or the terrible tragedy like Parkland or Sandy Hook, take guns away, take guns away, take guns away. But the guns have already been taken away in a city like Chicago, and I'm assuming Detroit too, massive gun control, and yet black lives are dying every day on the streets of Detroit, and specifically Chicago, and Democrats say nothing about that, zero. A, gun control doesn't work in Chicago, and I'm sure Detroit too, and B, how come black lives dying 20 in a weekend doesn't merit a conversation by black politicians who are Democrats, but one person dying somewhere else merits taking away all the guns and nationwide strikes? Makes no sense to me at all.
So here, check this out. I'm a dad. I want to address this. I'm a dad. I care more about my children than my next breath. And my heart breaks for all the families involved in shootings all over the country. The solution to gun violence is not dismantling the Second Amendment, but continuing to allow the senseless children to be attacked is not either. Anybody who seeks to say that this is not an issue, taking the guns away, and by having a progressive Supreme Court justice saying it takes guns is wrong. We need to make sure that we hold Democrats accountable and make sure that we come up with real viable solutions that aren't dismantling our Second Amendment.
All right, he's my guy, John James for Senate in Michigan. JohnJamesForSenate.com. Support him. Send him a donation. JohnJamesForSenate.com. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps it shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War. No.
All right, are you a Trump supporter? How would you like to have a free Trump flag? I mean, a nice, big, beautiful Trump flag, free. If you can get to this website, freetrumpstuff.com, in the next 30 minutes, that's right, freetrumpstuff.com, I'll give you a nice, big, beautiful free Trump flag. How's that for a deal, huh? freetrumpstuff.com. Go there, get your free flag, do it now. You better hurry because they won't last long. Go to freetrumpstuff.com, get your free Trump flag. freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. All right, Wayne on the Road War now. Welcome back to the show on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. A couple of news things, news items to mention to you. Will we be at war by tomorrow morning, or certainly by my show tomorrow night? Will we be at war? Saudi air defenses intercept a missile over Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Trump warns Russia missiles are coming at Syria after Moscow vows to shoot them down. A U.S. P-8 Poseidon submarine killer is flying off the Saudi Syrian coast, expecting to see a Soviet sub, and maybe we have to shoot him out of the water. A lot of big news stories today. We don't want a war, but if you're going to push us, I guarantee you, unlike Barack Obama, with Donald Trump in charge, we're going to win that war if there is one. I hope there isn't. All of us elected Donald Trump because we don't want business as usual. I don't want wars all over the world. It's too expensive. We're a bankrupt debtor nation. But if you push us, we have the finest military in the world, and we will win the war. And that's why I like Trump, because Obama put our troops in a position where you couldn't win. You had to call a lawyer and ask for permission to drop a bomb or fire off a missile or shoot your gun. A sniper can't shoot without permission from some lawyer. But under Trump, you know that everybody has the go-ahead to do whatever they need to do. You're to send our boys to war. You have to give them the ability to win and stand behind them. With Trump, we've got that. Other news of importance, a judge in Las Vegas just ripped into the police today, just backing up my theory that everything we've heard is a cover-up, everything we've heard is a massive controversy and scandal with the Vegas massacre that happened on October 1st, and the judge just said, why are you stalling? They refused to release any of the information about the Vegas massacre. And the final news story of the day, Facebook has dozens of former Obama and Hillary staffers in senior positions at Facebook. You wonder why we're being shadow banned. You wonder why we're being banned. You wonder why we're being kicked off of Facebook. You wonder why we're not picking up any new fans. Because everyone in charge at Facebook is a liberal. And not just a liberal, but a former employee, an aide, an official for either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Therein is the proof that the whole thing is involving bias and prejudice, an attempt to influence the election. Forget the Russians. It's Democrats who influence elections with fraud. It's Facebook. It's allowing illegals to vote. It's the Uranium One deal that's ignored by Robert Mueller. Hillary helping the Russians. They don't care. All right, let's take Ian in New York on line one. Line two. Ian in New York. Ian, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you been? I just want to, John James, absolutely behind him and praying he gets in, but I wanted to talk about Syria for a second. General Mattis, now for 2 days, said, the first day said, we can't confirm it, and then he said, we're still looking at intelligence, and like General Vallely said, we have to slow down, because listen, 90% of ISIS is gone, they're in 10%, one place left, they're surrounded by Russia. Trump says we're going to leave, and a week later, chemical weapons come up again. Now, al-Nusra, whether it's Daesh, whether it's ISIS, this is that's why that intel is major. There is no way that Assad wouldn't have barrel-bombed these last people into oblivion. It would have took them 2 more weeks. There's 10% left. There's no way he's going to drop chemicals and bring the world down upon him. So that intel, we have to be critically sure. And the more time that goes on, lets you know it's, you know, we're not getting the right intelligence. And let me tell you something. Latakia is an air base that Russia has in Syria, not just Tarsus, where they got the warm water port. You could take out all of Assad's planes. They're going to carpet bomb from Russia. And that last 10% is going to be gone no matter what. So we just better, it wouldn't be in Assad's interest to bring the world down upon him when he's winning, when he's got 500,000 people wiped off the earth.
No,
with
I get it.
Warfare.
I get it. You're suggesting it's a false flag event to make us assume that it's Assad and we have to go wipe out Assad, when reality could very well be the other side pulling off a false flag, is what you're saying, correct?
100%. If I'm the Yankees and I'm playing a double-A team and I'm up 10-0 in the ninth inning, why would I cheat? Why would I start a fight with the other team? You know why? It makes no sense.
Yeah, well, the whole problem is when you talk about intel, who says you can trust any intel? Who says that the intel is going to be right even once they confirm it? You know, so it's an issue.
Yeah, and the intel they're getting, again, they're surrounded in one last stronghold. 10% is left. There's nobody in there that we have. If we would have known it was Assad, he would have been hit the next day. That's a fact. We would have hit him. And I'm telling you, he's not that dumb. The guy is actually a doctor. He's been through school, college, and again, you know.
Doesn't mean he's not one of the most evil despots in the world. He is one of the most evil despots in the world. He's not a good guy, but I think we've learned over the years, sometimes the bad guys that are your friend are better than the devil you don't know, right? The devil you know versus the devil you don't know. But listen, it's up to Donald Trump. That's why he's commander-in-chief. He's got to absorb all the information from every source, and he's got to make the final decision, and you have to trust that your commander-in-chief knows the right thing to do. It's not my decision. It's not yours, Ian. It's Donald Trump's. We'll find out what happens. Ian, thanks for the call. Last call of the night. Frank from North Vegas. Frank, you're on with Wayne Allyn. How are you?
Yes, sir. You're always on target. Miss Melania could get on the air and say, Robert Mueller, you just know pretty girls just don't like you and you're jealous. The other thing is, if we could ask Robert Mueller under oath 3 questions, I would ask him this. Robert, Mr. Mueller, did you drop off some uranium in Russia, yes or no? Mr. Mueller, did you have a meeting with Soros, Obama, Hillary, all together 3 years ago, and then Mr. Mueller, are you a cross-dresser?
I don't know about the cross-dresser, but I know that he's got some envy about Donald Trump's sex life. This guy appears to me that this entire investigation, tens of millions have been blown, there is no Russian collusion, and in the end, now it comes down to Donald Trump's sex life. This guy, to me, is bad news, looks like a sex pervert, and he's also just wasting our tax money. Wayne Allyn Root, thanks for the call, Frank. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. All the cops out there, all the military, all the first responders, we're praying about you. We're thinking about you. Be safe. God bless. See you tomorrow.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.